The principal message is that development has been a huge area of success for the American people the last 8 years under President Bush's leadership, but with strong bipartisan support, it's changed the view of many people around the world of the Americans and who we are, and it's literally lifted millions of people up and saved their lives. And there are some principles that have allowed for this extraordinary success. One is resource commitment, but what we're focusing on today are the principles of why development has been such a success. And those principles are reaching out in partnership to people around the world as friends and neighbors, insisting on achieving results for them, good governance. There's got to be good governance and good utilization of the resources. Economic development, which is very important because ultimately, as we now know well from the last couple of weeks, the world is tied together economically and politically. And so economic growth and development is essential for our own global economic security and our own political security.
What is the relationship between HIV/AIDS and development?
Well, HIV/AIDS is actually somewhat unique in development when you talk about disease anyway. Most diseases kill young and old, whether it's cancer or heart disease. HIV/AIDS uniquely infects and kills 15 to 50-year-old people. That means it's knocking out a generation of the most productive and reproductive segment of society. And most people actually have a misperception that HIV is a disease of the very poor. It is not. It's actually a disease of people who have climbed the first couple rungs on the socioeconomic ladder. So it preferentially infects and kills teachers. Two-thirds of new teachers in Zambia were dying from HIV/AIDS. There's no hope for economic growth and development when two-thirds of your new teachers are dying. Preferentially kills parents because they're in their reproductive years. 15 million orphans right now, most of them in sub-Saharan Africa, displaced more than all the wars in Africa combined. It preferentially infects and kills healthcare workers. Preferentially kills people who are the economic drivers of an economy, the workers, the factory workers and truck drivers, and it preferentially kills peacekeepers.
So how does PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, fit into the development issue?
In the hardest hit countries, unless we solve the HIV/AIDS problem, we cannot succeed as much as possible in development. And that's what I think what's been exciting about the past 8 years. The President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief is the largest international health initiative for a single disease ever in history. But it's part of a new era in development, and that's what this is about, a new era in development, a shift that focuses on principles, that utilizes resources in an effective way following those principles we talked about. And, you know, even the New York Times has called what we're doing a philosophical revolution. It's a real shift, a break from the past, doing things in a new way, in an effective way, that will lead to results and will lead to transformation of individuals, communities, and nations.
Why is new thinking needed?
Well, new thinking is needed because the old thinking wasn't working. We had a lot of resources committed and not always a lot to show for it. And there was an old approach in development of donors and recipients. We still hear people talk about it. And, you know, donors and recipients isn't a relationship that's going to lead to transformation. And so we're shifting in this new era, this philosophical revolution where we trust and believe in other people and treat them as partners. And that's how you have success. When you trust in people, when you support them, when you give them hope, that's when things start changing. I think one of the reasons this has had such strong bipartisan support is because it reflects who the American people are. These are values the American people believe in. You know, 8 of 10 of the countries with the highest approval ratings of the United States are in sub-Saharan Africa. That's largely because of these massive development activities. And also, it creates economic and political stability.
Now, back in July, President Bush signed into law the reauthorization of PEPFAR. But with all this bad financial news, is the funding for PEPFAR threatened at all?
We hope not. What we've learned in the past couple of weeks is we have a global economy and a global political system. And so if we do not maintain an emphasis on global development, on ensuring a stable economic and political future for the world, then that risks the United States. So development is not just a humanitarian exercise, it's a self-interested exercise. And now is not the time to be looking inward. Now is the time to be looking outward to ensure that we have a long-term, stable economic and political future.